Just a week or so ago, we had The Edge taking a tumble off the stage from U2 in Vancouver during U2's opening gig of their new world tour at the very end of the first night. And then there was Madonna falling down steps recently, the Brits after a cape malfunction. Yeah, we're pretty cheap in this programme. You can see where this is going. Basically, most of us are lucky enough, you know, not to have these moments recorded and replayed endlessly. Because I was at those two gigs and all everybody asked me for 48 hours. I said, oh, I see The Edge went on stage. They also did two big, huge gigs. Anyway, but thanks anyway to Rolling News and Twitter and Jennifer Gannon and other people like it.
Sorry.
We're going to do a thing about kind of, what should I call it? Embarrassing moments in pop. Can I call it that?
Embarrassing, awkward moments.
Awkward moments
for
in pop.
Poor pop stars. I think, right. I mean, with pop stars, I mean, a lot of us at the moment, because of Twitter and Rolling News and everything, we can just lie on the couch and, you know, update our Twitter all the time. And if you see a mistake, it's like this whole energy, it revives the whole Twitter feed. And we love a bit of schadenfreude. We love a bit of,
other,
you know, when
misery.
Someone lowers themselves to the level of our own stupidity, it just... there's a buzz about it, and sadly, but I mean, some of them are unintentionally hilarious, but other times, if it is your hero and you do see them do something a little bit stupid, it can just be completely cringy and you just watch it through your fingers.
All right, sadly. Well then go on, give us an example then.
Well, I mean, you're just talking about The Edge there, and I don't know what it is. You were there. I mean, is it the staging of it? Are they getting too used to their big fancy sets that they just don't even care where they're walking?
The funny thing is, the set, if you think about it, like they opened the gig both nights with, what do you call it, the Miracle of Joey Ramone, and when you see the stage they're on, it's like being back at the Baggot in some ways. There's no speakers and there's no screens. There's nothing but the four of them. Nothing at all there except the four of them. But they go through a big long thing.
It's a runway, like a walkway
thing, with the thing over their heads, which is incredible, the screen thing. But at the very end, in a small circular stage, they do another few numbers. And at one stage, a piano comes up and they play a song on that. But as they leave the stage, what they do is they walk the full length. And the last person to walk, so it was about 2 seconds before, the other three had stepped down the steps, but he was
carefully.
Just a little kind of a curves into a kind of a roundy bit, and he just missed the edge.
It was the edge. That's what everyone's saying.
And I was
over
at a party
the
on the second night afterwards, and he showed me his wound. You can't see it. There's nothing. He's fine. But it could have been. I'll tell you, if he had broken his finger, the gig's off.
Well,
the whole tour is gone.
That was the same.
And it could have been
like a Bono type accident, because Bono's only still trying to recover from that cycling accident. Yeah. And the way it happened, a woman caught it on. She recorded it and put it on Vine, and Vine is one of those things where it shows like the 2 second clip over and over again, so you could just watch it over and over again, and literally. He's just looking out into the darkness and just misses a step like you would waiting for a bus, but unfortunately it's in front of thousands of people and now in front of millions of people worldwide. You can just see that vacant look, and then boom, he's gone off the stage. And it was a case where, you know, that dark stage is a dangerous place for lots of pop stars. You just can't see a lot of the time.
Actually, I hate to tell you, the bit where he fell off was about as lighted up as you could possibly be. There's a big LED.
It's like maybe those his eyes are going.
Yeah, it's like those things on an airplane, you know, like it's completely, this is where you should be walking. He just
was not even minding. He doesn't care. He's so blasé about things now.
Yeah, but he's playing the guitar at the same
time.
It. There's a little bit of a light here and a little bit of a light here. And there's a little gap in the middle and you kind of put a foot in that. Anyway,
you know, that's the stage is a dangerous place because, I mean, you've seen stuff like, I mean, Ollie Moore's, I think it was 2012, he was singing a really bad honking version of Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Stevie Wonder, and just did a slide down a load of steps. Like, it actually looked like he was on a slide. But the thing was, no one would have cared about it, but somebody uploaded it to YouTube. And because he was presenting on the Extra Factor, the X Factor offshoot programme, they showed it every week.
Yeah, but it depends on what you do. When that happens. Because, I mean, I saw Rory Gallagher once on stage towards the end of screen. He fell over an amp and he just kept playing the guitar. He fell backwards over an amp.
That's it. You got to be professional. Like someone like Beyonce, Queen Beyonce, she was caught fell. Her weave got caught in a massive fan because she likes to have these big fans going at her gig for,
really?
You know, yeah, just to have her hair.
Well, no, sorry. I mean, when did that happen? Really?
That happened in the States. It was on her last tour.
Did it pull her hair back?
And
that's
dangerous. Her weave got actually caught in the blades, but she kept on singing like a trooper. It was during Halo. And the funniest thing was, you can see the footage where her bodyguard, because she goes into the crowd, so she's kind of standing near the crowd. Her bodyguard is in the way, it's shielding her while a team of stylist are trying to untangle her weave, but she's still going, note perfect, typical Beyonce.
Good enough.
And that's the thing, you got to be a trooper, and that's what happened with Madonna.
Madonna was a
trooper.
Yeah, the two big ones. I mean, we just mentioned The Edge, and Madonna's the other recent one. So if I just did that one again.
The Brits this year, I mean, it was you know, really promoted as the return of the Queen of Pop. She hadn't played the Brits for 20 years. The last time she did was 1995. And it was just this big deal about her coming back with the new album. And it was the end of the show, leave it with a big pop bang. And it really did leave us with a bang, but not the bang that we expected. Because what happened was she had this huge entrance and this massive fiddly Armani cape god, Giorgio. Thank God he had to release a statement afterwards about it, because everyone was gunning for him at that stage. But she couldn't untie the cape quick enough. And in the dance moves, I think one of her dancers was so scared that they missed the beat. They pulled the cape because it was supposed to pull away from her and choked her, basically yanked her down a load of steps, and she just hit her head.
But she survived.
But the best thing about it was she did that thing that every normal person does when you fall over of a night out and you try and just recover really quickly, and she just stood up really quick and went, well, nobody saw that except for everyone. Twitter just exploded. The whole place was in an uproar.
Twitter exploded. Does Twitter ever not explode?
If something like that, it really does. But as she is a solid gold superstar, she just got up, did the dance routine, finished everything off, and as usual, perfect.
Yeah, okay. But what about the Tidal thing recently?
For Madonna, I think it was a vulnerable, it put Madonna in this vulnerable situation, and it made people kind of look at her in a different way. And I think that was a really good thing for Madonna. It ended up something that was completely accidental, ended up being kind of triumphant for her, unlike what happened to her recently.
It wasn't staged, was it?
No. I like the way people think that it is a conspiracy theorist thing. But unlike what happened to her recently, where she joined Drake on stage at Coachella and kissed him in front of the crowd.
He was sitting on the seat, I saw that.
And it was kind of cringy, because it wasn't the kiss itself, because in fairness, you wouldn't want to be kissed by Madonna, but it was his reaction. And his reaction looked like he had just eaten a dumpster full of rotten eggs. So that was the kind of embarrassment. And then it caused this lot of ageist conversation again around Madonna, which is just unnecessary nonsense. But she, you know, I think she carried it. I think it's one of those moments with Madonna. This whole campaign, it kind of goes up and down with her embarrassment factor. So I think there were two biggest embarrassments this year, and like the Tidal launch. The Tidal launch, she was involved
Tidal
in that as well.
Tidal being what again?
Tidal is Jay-Z's streaming service, and what it's supposed to be is supposed to give artists a better deal than Spotify, but in fairness, it's only actually 5% better than Spotify, the money that they're actually giving, apparently, the artists. But it just rubbed people up the wrong way from the beginning, because it looked like just millionaires and billionaires making themselves richer.
They're giving 5%. That's the only difference.
5% more.
5% more than Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. And they're making a very big deal. Spotify gives 70%.
Ready to back this all the way, because Spotify is a rip off.
Yeah,
Tidal, if it's only 5%, forget it.
Literally 5%. And I think it rubbed people up the wrong way, because it's supposed to be artists helping artists out.
Yeah.
But the artists that they had at the launch were all these millionaires and billionaires lining out on stage.
I don't mind that if they give 40% more.
But it just, they didn't talk about, you know, they were basically talking about themselves. It seemed like they're self interest. They were talking about themselves getting richer. But the launch itself, that aside, was actually just completely cringeworthy. You had a myriad of people called out on stage, like a pop roll call of, you know, celebrity high school, where you had Beyonce, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Arcade Fire, Daft Punk, dressed as their robot selves, and Deadmau5 with his giant stupid mouse head. And when they're all standing beside each other on a tiny stage, it looked like the worst mix, a comical mix of unemployed superheroes, sexy moms, random country singers, and like a huge stupid guy with a mouse on his head, a mouse mask. And then you had Chris Martin and Calvin Harris
like there,
huge, benign, boring godheads behind them, beamed in by Skype. And it was just really embarrassing. It just looked pathetic.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of Alicia Keys. Hold on a second, at that title.
Look how we can all do this together. And this is really a powerful moment. It's come up a couple of times about this being a graduation. Well, that is feeling like a graduation, a little bit like da, 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 right? But in actuality, it is a graduation, and that's a really powerful thing.
A really powerful thing, yeah. Well, if it's only 5%, which I didn't know, then to hell with that. It's got to be 40%.
And she just sounded really inarticulate and just sober Oprah graduation speech.
If we're talking about embarrassing stage thingamabobs, I mean, like, we could be here for half an hour with Kanye West, couldn't we?
Oh, Kanye is the mayor of Morto. I love Kanye.
The mayor of Morto.
Because Kanye is the only person in the world, I think, or in the pop world at least, that cares about awards. Nobody cares really about award shows. I mean, they're bloated, vain affairs that pop stars really don't really care about.
You really shouldn't. Remember, the IFTAs are coming up.
We'll care about them, obviously. Serious business. But Kanye really cares about them, and he really invests in them, but not for himself. on Beyonce's behalf.
Oh,
weirdly.
Shut up, Kanye.
Yeah, twice.
Back in your box.
Twice when Kanye invaded the stage, it was on poor Beyonce's behalf, like he felt sorry for her for not winning an award. The first time was at the MTV Awards in VMAs in 2009, and the human My Little Pony, that is Taylor Swift, won an award for Best Female Video for a really insipid song, You Belong With Me. And Kanye took it upon himself to invade the stage and say, no, Beyonce's Single Ladies should have won. It was the best video of all time. Not realising, well, probably did realise, that Beyonce actually was going to win the biggest award of the night for that same video later on. So it was a moot effort anyway. But what really struck home and what really made people upset was the fact that poor Taylor was only 19 years old and it was her first, you know, one of those big moments. And it really just looked like an angry 30-year-old man shouting in a 19-year-old's face, which, you know, nobody enjoys. So it really completely backfired on Kanye. Well, I don't even know how Kanye thought it would go well, down well with people anyway. But Beyonce kind of saved the night.
Once is a mistake, twice is
Well, Beyonce
mistake.
Saved that night because she invited Taylor Swift back on stage when she won her award and she kind of smoothed things over. Yeah, twice. So, I mean, he's learned nothing from his mistakes, thankfully.
Beck, what's he doing?
Poor Beck. Beck won the Grammy for Best Album for Morning Phase, and he was presented with the award by Prince, who looked amazing in this crushed velvet suit and an afro. If you haven't seen it, you have to check it out. He has a stick with him. It's gorgeous. But so then, when yet again Kanye decides to leap on stage, but somehow, and I think it could be Beyonce and Jay-Z's, the shock registered on their face, he changes his mind and sits back down. But Beck actually says, oh no, get up, come on, get up on stage. But it didn't happen, thankfully. But you would think he'd saved himself then, the embarrassment is over. But oh no, later on, Kanye justified himself trying to get up on stage by saying, actually, Beck should give his award to Beyonce for artistry.
I'll give you this. It's very short, so hold on, here it goes.
Beck needs to respect artistry and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
Hey, what? I mean, please.
But it's like Beyonce is some struggling underground artist that nobody's ever heard of, you know? God, I mean, it's not. Nice. And also, I don't think Beyonce needs Kanye to speak for her. She can speak for her own damn self.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, wasn't one of the big ones Michael Jackson just got it wrong.
Oh, this is actually really sad. This is one of the ones where you're very watching sad. A hero disintegrate in front of your eyes. And it was at the VMAs again, and Britney Spears was supposed to be presenting him with a birthday cake because it was his birthday that weekend. And she referred to him in her speech as the artist of the millennium. Now, the ego of Michael Jackson, he appeared on stage looking, you know, a bit worse for wear, if I'm honest, and in a very spangly soldier type outfit, and obviously assumed that he was getting an award for being the artist of the millennium. And they rolled on this giant birthday cake, and instead of just acknowledging the fact that it was his birthday, they also had to cobble together an award.
I'll give you a blast, but this is Michael Jackson.
When I was a little boy in Indiana, if someone had told me that one day I would be getting, as a musician, the Artist of the Millennium Award, I wouldn't have believed it. This is really amazing.
Yeah, well, you better not believe it, because it's not true there.
Yeah, and it actually looked like something that just had fallen off a Christmas tree. It was just embarrassing.
Okay, give us a few more.
Okay, so obviously his sister, Janet Jackson, the wardrobe malfunction, that introduced that into the popular cultural lexicon when her boob came out during the Super Bowl, the 2004 Super Bowl, and that just caused uproar across America. Conservative America really did damage to her career. Justin Timberlake was supposed to just reveal her bra, apparently, but everything else came out with it. And it just really destroyed Janet for a while. It really blacklisted her. Demita Joe album went really badly. And also she was upset with Justin because he just didn't defend her enough. So it looked like Justin's career went from strength to strength and Janet kind of had a bit of a blackout.
Here it is.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. MTV, CBS, the NFL had no knowledge of this whatsoever. And unfortunately, the whole thing went wrong in the end. I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
Sorry if I offended anyone.
But for my body. My body offended somebody.
I'm truly apologetic and people are offended.
People have watched that, like the Zapruder footage, like just to see if it was intentional or not. God, it's the great pathetic. Pop question of her time.
She shouldn't have apologized. Never apologized.
No, never.
God's sake.
Never
anyway,
complain, never
more.
Explain.
You're not going to mention boys are on the late list.
I actually think that has come, that's come full circle for me now. It's actually not embarrassing anymore. When Boys on first went on to do the late in 1993, it was after the auditions and everything. And it just, rather than being horribly embarrassing, I think it's actually really endearing.
I
think it was Ireland wasn't ready for that pop mechanism yet. They didn't know that was
truly
the...
truly weren't with that performance.
Well, when people just like, with Keith Duffy grinding his crotch and torso into an unresponsive audience, it is a moment to really remember. But it was like their own pop anarchy in Crushed Velvet and Bad Waistcoats.
I'll give you a tiny bit then.
I'm going to be the new Irish pop group.
You're going to be the new Irish pop group.
That's right.
At the Teeny Bopper Market.
Teeny Bopper Market.
Yes, I see. And there will be four of you eventually. Why are there so many of you here?
No,
there will be six. So two, four, six. Oh, you're going for six. I see.
We're too good to let everybody go, you know. So.
I see.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, who is who now? You identify yourself.
I'm Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating. Where are you from?
I'm from Swords.
From Swords. Yeah. Okay, and who are you?
I'm Mark Walton.
Mark Walton from?
Raheny. Keith Duffy. Raheny.
Raheny.
Shane Lynch. Raheny.
Richard Rock. Rock Mines.
Stephen Gayton. Seventh place.
Richard Rock. Rock Mines.
Yeah.
You're Dickie's son.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Dickie Rock's son. Isn't that lovely? Dickie Rock's son. Isn't that very good? Raheny. Is there something in the air in Raheny or something that brings this on?
Oh, good-looking fellas.
Just good-looking fellas.
Good-looking fellas. Right.
It was the changing of the guard from the days of bands singing an L tune and show and everything like that to guys dancing around singing pop songs.
Yeah,
great.
Indeed. Okay, give us one more then.
My personal favourite. Ashley Simpson on Saturday Night Live. Now, Ashley Simpson is the sister of Jessica, who was a famous singer in America and also a really famous dullard on her reality TV show. And her little sister, Ashley, decided to have she was having a pop career. She was supposed to be singing on Saturday Night Live, obviously. And she did one song, Pieces of Me, that was her single, and then came back from the break to do a second song. And funnily enough, Pieces of Me started again with her vocals. So instead of just storming off stage in a huff like all divas should, because Ashley was a bit young and silly, she decided to stay on stage and did an infamous, sad little jig for a couple of minutes, which felt like 5 hours.
You feel sorry for them, though. They're putting
until she blamed her drummer for pressing the wrong button and also acid reflux, which is nothing a few Rennies wouldn't solve.
But hold on a second. When the drummer pressed the wrong button or did or didn't, were there vocals?
There was.
Oh.
Her own vocals, okay, how live enough. Can it be?
Okay,
10 years on and I'm still cringing at that little jig.
Yeah, I must say, that's not great, all right. Yeah, absolutely, indeed. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Jennifer, thanks a million for dropping in to say hello to us at the programme this morning. We are going to go